Welcome to Carittles. This week, good reasons to leave your job with no new job lined up. The questions this cast answers are, should I leave my job without another lined up? What are the dangers of leaving my job without another lined up? And when should I listen to others about leaving my job?
Calling all Canadians. We'll soon be visiting your country. We'll be in Toronto, Ontario, October 18th and 19th with our Effective Manager and Effective Communicator conferences. We can be found out near Pearson Airport. If you'd like to join us, we'd love to have you. Register online today at manager-tools.com/training.
Last week, we talked about leaving your job without one, and we talked about bad reasons for doing so. This week, we're going to talk about good reasons. And as we said last
time, are those?
There are, but this might be a bit of a trick cast.
Yeah, exactly.
There aren't as many good reasons as you might think. You know, people talk about leaving a job as brave, like without another lined up. And I should say that again. If we say leaving a job in this cast, we mean without another one lined up.
Yes.
It's easy to say and forget. So it's portrayed as brave or risky or ethical or stupid, as taking a stand and acting immaturely. It all depends. And nobody ever tells you. They'll give you an emotional kind of word like one of those, but they don't tell you whether or not it's a good idea. So we're going to fill that gap. So these are the circumstances in which we would recommend you leave with nothing lined up.
Yeah. So our outline for today is, number one, don't assume you have to leave your job. Number two, you may have been asked or told to do something unethical. Number three, you've witnessed something unethical. Number four, you have been asked or told to do something illegal. Number five, you've witnessed something illegal. Or number six, you are in danger.
Okay, so we'll start with don't assume you have to leave your job, which we covered in the bad reasons extensively, but I want to make sure that we cover it again here just in case people haven't listened to the bad reasons one first. So please go back before you make a decision to leave your job, whether you think it's a good reason or a bad reason, please go back and listen to the entirety of this because it's important. But, you know, even in the cases where we're about to describe where you think this is a good reason, like it's valid for me to leave my job, like it's valid for me to live with all the negatives of doing so without another one lined up, you still do not have to leave your job immediately unless you've been fired. Until then, you have the power to choose to stay or go. And sometimes it feels like you have to go, and other people will tell you, you have to get out. But it's not true. You don't have to make a knee-jerk decision. You can stay if you choose to, and we recommend you do, at least until you've thought it through. There are consequences. They're mostly negative. They're mostly negative for you, and therefore making this decision is a much bigger one than most people think when they're at the height of their emotions and, you know, about to swear at their boss and walk out.
Right, exactly. There's a big difference between deciding to leave and actually leaving, right? In many cases, we talk to people who have left their job and didn't have something else to go to, and they say they've been putting up with negative circumstances for weeks or months or even years, and then something happens, there's a catalyst, there's this, you know, the straw that breaks the camel's back, and then they just quit with nothing to go to, no plan, and all of the subsequent negative consequences, which, as we talked about last time, not the least of which is not getting paid, no yes. paycheck.
Right.
So we don't want that for you, and you don't have to be that person. We want to make that very clear.
Yeah. So the first reason that you might think is a good reason to leave without another job is being asked or told to do something unethical. And ethical behavior is one of the fundamentals of how we believe that you should behave around here. Career tools, manager tools, executive tools, we all talk about ethics a lot because we believe that ethics is, fundamental to civilized society, I guess.
Yeah, you can't be effective if you don't act ethically.
No. But even in this case, we don't recommend that you leave your job immediately. Because if you're being asked to be unethical, the person who asked you and the company, which is potentially condoning it, has lost all expectation of your loyalty. There's no longer any equality between the work you do and the reward you're given, right? And so you can act in your own interests and not those of the company. All the time that you're doing a job and they're paying you for it, there's an exchange that's equal. When they break the ethics or they ask you to break ethics, that exchange is no longer equal. You're no longer in a relationship where you have to be truthful or you have to act in the company's interest. And so you can carry on taking their money while you look for another job. You can carry on telling them you're doing one thing when you're doing something else, i.e. avoiding doing that unethical thing. We would support you in that because they broke the trust. You're allowed to lie to their face to me.
Yeah.
But that means you can continue taking the money. You can take your paycheck while you look for another position, which keeps you in the best position because you're still being paid. You still have a job. You can take your time. You can find the right job rather than saying, you asked me to do something unethical. I'm leaving now. And then you suffer all of the consequences. Because if you've gone, they can carry on being unethical and whatever benefits they're getting from that. And you're not getting a paycheck.
Yeah. Like,
it's not fair. You lose out if you do that.
What pops into my head here is martyrdom, right? Like being a martyr. You're only hurting yourself and your family. If you're going to say, you know what, this is the thing and this is, you know, you asked me to do something that I don't think is ethical and so I'm leaving, right? Mm-hmm. To your point, Wendy, that's not going to do what you think it's going to do.
Exactly.
It's only going to hurt you and your family. And so I do think you continue to act with integrity and act, you know, ethically, I should say. It's always ethical for you to make sure that you can provide for your family and that you have what your family needs to thrive and do well. And in this particular circumstance that we're talking about, the ethical thing is to find a new job.
Right.
And so I think you're being, you know, it's probably not the right way to say that, but you're being even more ethical, right?
Yes.
By looking for a new job and not just, you know, leaving at the drop of a hat. You're doing the right thing by saying to yourself, yeah, I'm going to leave, and then putting a plan in place, finding something new, lining things up, and not just impulsively quitting.
Yeah, exactly. So before we go on, we better talk about what specifically ethics means, just because a lot of the time when people say an ethical decision, what they're talking about is they disagree with the decision that was made in the company,
yeah.
Or they disagree with something that their manager decided on.
Yeah. I would even say, Wendy, that sometimes if people, like we have described several times, you know, in last week's and this week's podcast, if people are dealing with a lot of negative circumstances, a lot of things over weeks and months and years, there's a chance, and you got to be honest with yourself here, you might be looking for something to be unethical.
Oh, that is very true.
Right? And so you just disagreeing with something, and we're going to talk about this, but you just disagreeing with something, as Wendy said, that doesn't mean it's unethical. We need to apply a test, and that's where this part of the cast is going to help with.
So we do have an entire podcast about ethics and what we mean by it, but in it, we quote the West Point Honor Code, which states that a cadet will not lie, cheat, or steal, or tolerate those who do. And they also have these three questions, which help you determine whether the code has been broken or not, which are, does this action attempt to deceive anyone or allow anyone to be deceived? Does this action gain or allow gain on a privilege or advantage to which I or someone else would not otherwise be entitled? And would I be unsatisfied by the outcome if I were on the receiving end of this action?
You'll note that there's nothing there that suggests it's an ethical issue if, like we discussed, you just disagree with the decision made or you feel slighted or insulted by a decision or an action, or you wouldn't do something the way that it's chosen to be done or the way that it's being done, or someone is spoken to in a way that you don't feel is appropriate, or that someone acts outside of your norms, what you would consider to be normal or expected behavior, or what you feel other people should have as their norms, right? And lastly, if someone uses a word that you don't feel should be used in polite company, that does not make an unethical instance.
And when you said lastly, this is not an exhaustive list. This is that was last yeah. on our list that we just wrote. But there are, you know, other examples of this, obviously. But
yeah.
But if what you're thinking is unethical is comparable with any of these, then it probably is not unethical.
Yeah. I think a lot of people think of ethics as gray area, right? Mm-hmm. Ethics really apply in the gray. And everything that on our short list and everything that Wendy is talking about, you may have something else, you know, in your life that happens or your career that happens. The important point here is ethics are not about how you feel.
Mm-hmm.
They're black and white. They're not that gray area. When someone lies, it's a lie. When someone cheats, they're cheating. When someone steals, they're stealing. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of other things that we wouldn't condone in a professional workplace, but those are not ethical issues. There is a significant negative to leaving your job without another one to go to. Don't fall on your sword for something that isn't even an ethical issue.
Yeah, for sure. Don't.
Yeah.
Just don't. Don't yeah. suffer for something that isn't even.
Yeah.
Whether you're on a budget or you just can't travel, we've got a conference to meet your needs. The Effective Manager, Effective Communicator, and Effective Interviewer conferences are also available in video format. For a 2-year license, you can view as many times as you want, read as many times as you want, and do the quizzes as many times as you want, so that you still get the value of those tools. To purchase your video conference today, visit our website online at manager-tools.com/products.
So choosing to stay makes a couple of assumptions. First, that you can, at least in the short term, get out of doing or avoid doing whatever it is that you've been asked to do. Mm-hmm. So for example, you're asked to tell a customer that a certain item is in stock when it's not. If nobody is listening to your conversations, like if nobody can overhear you, then you can tell the customer the truth. You can avoid getting back to that customer and having that conversation at all. You can forget to call them back, in inverted commas. What do you call those?
Air quotes, yeah. Inverted commas.
And if somebody finds out later that you told the truth rather than doing the unethical thing they asked you to do, you could just say you forgot or you got confused. That happens all the time
mm-hmm.
in a workplace. Like, how many times do you forget to genuinely forget to reply to an email or a phone call or whatever? You know, we all do it all the time, and we yeah. all let each other off all the time. So saying, oh, I forgot to get back to them, is like, nobody's even going to notice that that's what yeah. you did there.
Or you can just say, oh, I haven't gotten to that yet.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone here listening to this is leaving their desk at the end of every day going, gosh, you know, I just don't have anything to do. I'm just so
that's right.
done.
I've finished my list. Yeah.
I've finished everything. Yeah. yeah.
So if you are able to avoid doing or saying the unethical thing, you get room to search for a new job. You get that time space.
Yeah. Second, it also assumes that you have a relatively firm belief that the company will continue to pay you, right? When you're paid at the end of the month, you're essentially working for the whole month on the promise that you will be paid at the end. There are cases where companies that are struggling financially, that employees don't get paid. And in smaller companies where the owner is also operationally in charge, you may not be paid because of cash flow, but also because the owner is capricious, right? So we can't weigh these things for you. Only you know the situation well enough to know whether it's likely that you'll go unpaid. If this is the case, it might be best to leave, knowing you don't have to act unethically, and you're not working with no reward. This is why you want to have 6 months or more of income saved up for instances like this. And especially if you work in a company like this, you know you work in a company like this, yep. right? And so you it's even more important to know that you have that to fall back on. So to be clear, this money is not to give you the freedom to walk out the door with no consequences. It's a safety net. It's mm-hmm. safety for when sometimes circumstances do force you, and I'm using air quotes, force you to go it alone.
Okay, next up, you witnessed something unethical. So here's the headline. You are not required to put yourself and your family in danger because of someone else's behavior. Yeah. Just because you saw something unethical, like let's say embezzlement, like we'll talk about something big, stealing money yeah. from the company. You do not have to report it and you don't have to leave the company immediately. You don't have to put yourself in a worse position because of someone else's behavior. You have time to consider your potential actions and the ramifications of whatever action you choose to take.
Yeah. And at home, right? Not at work, but make notes about what you saw or what you heard. Contemporaneous notes, they have value should you decide to take any official action, right? The closer to the event you make those notes, the more likely you are to remember accurately what happened. So include names of other witnesses potentially so that they can be asked for evidence if it ever becomes necessary.
And start looking for another job immediately. If you assume that the situation is going to change or the company is going to deal with it appropriately, which you kind of should assume, like assume positive intent, but then you find out in a month that that doesn't happen and the unethical thing is still happening, then you're a month behind in your job search. So mm-hmm. as a contingency, start looking anyway. And if it's in 2 weeks, it's all handled, the right people are fired and your current job and your current company is where you want to be, then stay. But don't
yeah.
wait for that to happen and then regret not having taken action earlier.
Yeah. And if you've been listening to Career Tools, it should be really easy to start your job search. Low barrier to entry there. It's been no longer than 3 months since the last time you looked at your resume. You know, your network is warm. I mean, it should be really easy to start that job search. Don't think of it as this huge, massive mountain that you have to climb, this cumbersome point. It should be pretty easy to get into that if you've been following.
So once you've considered the range of possible actions and your job situation, then you can decide whether or not you want to report it. And you might not want to do that until you have a start date for your new role. And we would support you in that. When we talked in the other cast about Enron unfolded over 3 years. There was plenty of time for people to find another job and still report it.
Yeah. So the next one is, you've been asked or told to do something illegal. Now, this is the one case where we would recommend you say no and leave immediately. You do not need to do so if you can get out of taking the action. Leaving without another job to go to is a detriment to you and your family, not to the organization, okay? You're going to be the one who suffers without a paycheck and has to go through the effort of finding a new job in negative circumstances, right? We talked about all of the things that weigh into how you interview and how you make decisions when you're under stress or when you are, for lack of a better word, desperate and need a paycheck. So you're the one who might have to take a job that doesn't necessarily fit with your preferences or represents maybe a step backward in your career. This is what you should be considering when you decide whether to leave your job immediately.
And just like the unethical stuff, there are ways to get out of doing something you've been mm-hmm. asked to do, because we all do it all week. And if you can get out of it, and even if you just give yourselves a couple of days breathing room,
you know,
it's worth it. And there is a really clear difference between being asked by someone who does not realize that what you're being asked to do is illegal versus someone who clearly does. So let's say, for example, you're asked to sign a legal document that says on it, signed under penalty of perjury or penalty, federal penalty for, I can't remember what the wording is. Like, it has to be the person who's signing its signature. However, if the person that asked you because it's expediency, like, oh, will you just sign that for me so that it can get in the post tonight? And they don't realize that it's an issue, That's a whole different thing to being asked to do something that you know, like, oh, will you please break into that house? You know, and if you say it and you can judge them by their reaction. So if you say, oh, I looked at it. No, I can't sign it for you because it says on it, it has to be you. And they go, oh, God, sorry, I didn't realize that. Yeah, here, I'll sign it and we'll just have to wait till tomorrow. Versus, no, I want you to sign it. Like, those are two completely different circumstances.
Yeah. Though I know you're not supposed to sign it, but I mean, I want you to.
Exactly. Yeah. And again, if you think they know, but you can get out of the circumstances by, you know, forgetting or messing up the page or not putting it in the mail when you were supposed to, or suddenly being sick and needing to go home. Like, it's amazing how quickly a migraine or, you know, a stomach bug can come on. Then do that. It is reasonable for you to try and buy time in order to decide what to do when somebody is not, is they're already in the wrong place. So you're allowed to protect yourself against that.
Or you can take a stand, climb up on your moral high horse to the detriment of your family. Right.
Yeah.
And that's really what we're trying to articulate to you is, you don't have to do that. There are other options. There are things that you can do that are still ethically and morally correct, but don't put you and your family in jeopardy or your future in jeopardy. So the other thing is, not that you've been asked or told to do something illegal, but you may have witnessed something illegal. So if you're in danger, then leave and report the illegal activity to the authorities. This means, you know, the police or, you know, whatever federal or state agencies in charge of enforcing laws in your area. For example, you witness waste products from your company being dumped into a river, and the people who did this or instructed this to be done know that you saw it and have threatened you. In this case, you leave, you report the action to the police and the EPA, and you don't come back.
Yeah. And you will suffer, but less than hopefully the people that just have threatened you to do so. But if you're not in danger, for instance, nobody knows that you saw what happened or you know what happened, then report the illegal activity and ask the authorities whether or not you should stay. And depending on the activity and the threat, it might be beneficial for you to remain in post, and hopefully they offer you some kind of protection. You don't have to, because someone else's illegal behavior does not obligate you. So that's up to you to make the decision whether or not you trust someone to protect you, or trust someone that someone can protect you. It depends what the threat is, right? I feel like we're now in a mystery novel and detectives and so on.
Yeah. It's funny that you said that, because I was just thinking maybe we should provide a disclaimer that we're not, you know, experts at the laws in your particular municipality in terms of, you know, and whistleblowing and all of this stuff. Like, do that stuff. We're not experts there. We're just trying to, you know, make sure that you know the line between witnessing or being a part of unethical or illegal things and also doing what's right for your career and your family.
Yeah. Okay, last one. You're in danger.
Yeah. So if you're in danger and you don't see the situation being resolved immediately, then leave. For example, if you're being asked to handle chemicals without proper safety equipment and you're told that no safety equipment will be ordered, then remove yourself from that danger. I mean, that's clear, right? Mm-hmm. There are, if you're being asked to do things that could jeopardize your health, your safety, your well-being, right? It's a hard hat area. We're out of hard hats, but I need you to come and take a look at this. Well, sorry. No. My brain, my head, my skull is worth more than, whatever.
Job, right?
This, yeah, exactly. So in the, and that's unlikely, right? But in the unlikely scenario that you are in physical danger, in that someone is going to hurt you or has hurt you or will continue to hurt you, and nothing is being done, then yes, remove yourself from that danger. In these cases, if you believe reporting the actions to HR or senior leadership will cause action to be taken to resolve the issue, then do this first. Again, if you leave without another job to go to, it's you that suffers. So if there's any chance of you being able to stay while you look for something else, take that chance. It's worth that, you know, that risk. Because if you're going to leave anyway, right? And there's a chance that you may be able to stay and have a buffer. Yeah, take that chance.
Take that chance. Exactly. There are few good reasons to leave a job without another to go to. But if you're thinking about leaving without another job to go to, there are more bad reasons than there are good reasons or circumstances where you really must leave. So err on the side of caution. Wait, plan, change on your timetable, not someone else's. And the best revenge is success.
That's right.
Thanks, Andrew.
Thanks, Wendy. Bye, everyone.
Bye, everyone.